Hey, well, welcome everyone. See, it's two times in a row. This is Jeremy. Joining me is Kevin, and we're here to talk about WWE's Elimination Chamber 2011. We're going to cover all four matches, so this should take 4 hours. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah. All right, we're just going to get into it. It's a preview show. If you want to hear commentary, listen to Dusty and Kevin talk about all sorts of things from last night, including Casanova Nelson's dance.
Dance revolution.
Yeah, you know, it's just a good thing we weren't recording. Like, it wasn't like me and Dusty or you and Dusty or even, you know, Eric and me, because I was giddy yesterday finding out Eric is taking dance lessons. I actually saved our conversation, so the next time the two of us have a show, I've got, you know, my notes in front of me to go over all the different dance moves. So,
yeah, no, I did not realize how deep in he was. Like, because when Dusty started saying something about it being like a couple of months or something, I'm like, oh, like, because what I was talking about was that I was going to do with Amanda was just like a one-night thing or something like that. Like, I was like, well, what the fuck? Why not do it for a Friday night or something? Like, get hammered and dance, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I can do that. But,
wasn't that kind of a one-night thing with Amanda anyways?
No, that was a couple of night things.
I figure it's over a year and good enough, so.
All right. No, I wish it would have been a bit longer of a term, but no, well, what you gonna do?
Fucker.
That's what I did.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Let's start with, I don't know. We kind of said what we were doing, but let's start with the match they just kind of threw on the show. One that doesn't make any sense to me. And that is Kofi Kingston versus Alberto Del Rio. To me, this seemed like this has been on the card for a while, but you were telling me today that everyone was making it sound like it just got added last week.
This week, like, no, literally, I went back to .net after you questioned me, and I'm like, no, it's today's story, like, I'm not daydreaming. They're like, just added to the pay-per-view, and I'm like, okay, and I think the reason why you thought it's been for a couple of weeks, because I think he beat Kofi a couple of weeks ago, or he's been beating up on Kofi in some recent happenings on SmackDown.
Right, yeah.
So, but I'm not sure if they've actually had a match. Like, now that after I thought about it for a bit, I'm not sure that they actually had a match.
Yes, they did, actually. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I believe it was 2 weeks ago. If not, they have one Friday. So, you know, depending on, well, or tonight, since I'll post this on Friday, but fucking ever. yeah, let's see.
Yep. Okay. Well, in the meantime,
there was a match.
Agree,
whatever.
Yeah,
fuck
they
them.
Kind of they threw it on there. The only real purpose is to make Del Rio look good on pay per view.
Okay. See, I'm going to disagree with you, and it goes back to what a lot of people are saying. We've said it, and I think Dusty mentioned it something about it last night. How quickly Del Rio has come up in WWE for the amount of time he's been in WWE. It hasn't even been a year. And they push this guy all the way to the top, basically, okay? And I know SmackDown's a thin show. But this almost seems like they've built this angle up with Kofi and him at the expense of Edge, because Edge is still caught up with Dolph Ziggler. Well, now you've got two guys who don't have an issue going against each other at WrestleMania. So I'm wondering if this has...
Well, they have 5 weeks to have an issue.
But, no, I understand that. But most of the time, they try and build up an issue over the course of a couple months. I mean, I guess Raw's not doing that with theirs, obviously. So it almost seems to me that in lieu of having an actual issue between Edge and Del Rio, and I think this would make Eric's head explode, but could this be the catalyst for Kofi being inserted into a triple threat match for the title at WrestleMania? because Del Rio and Edge is not a pay-per-view seller.
I don't know. Kofi's kind of taken a hit the last couple of months. You know, it'd be hard to put him in there. But it, I mean, if he beats Del Rio, they don't have much of a choice. Yeah. And then I didn't even think about this because I know I said it to Dusty last night. I had forgotten because I had mentioned the Raw Elimination Chamber how the champion isn't involved in that one, which is making it awkward. Well, this one, the number one contender, isn't involved in the match. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if that's always been the case, the guy that has won it. But I don't know. I feel like he's kind of been, you know, maybe that guy that's chosen it has somehow gotten himself involved with the champion. I don't know. Maybe I'm just pulling shit out of my ass at this point. Well, I think I'm quite sure that I'm just pulling shit out of my ass at this point.
Yeah,
maybe it's always been this awkward with whoever's won the. Although it doesn't seem like it's been this awkward, maybe they haven't. I was gonna say maybe they haven't decided this early before, but they have.
Yes. Oh no, they've definitely had that, because you had remember Undertaker was champion in the last year's Elimination Chamber, and that's when Edge won the Royal Rumble. So you were gonna potentially have Edge versus Undertaker again, so they switched it to Jericho. Remember, that's how the whole Shawn Michaels thing came up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Edge wasn't in the Elimination Chamber last year.
Oh, yeah.
See? So, but it just seems, and it goes to exactly what you were saying, Kofi's been taking hits, he's been bumped down the ladder, but yet you find him in a main angle on TV on SmackDown, and now you've got him on a pay-per-view, against a guy who is supposedly or is getting up to the next level. It just seems, and maybe I'm making more of it than there is, that there's something amiss with this.
Yeah, I guess I don't think there's anything with the. Are you talking about the match or just the potential of Edge and Del Rio?
The potential for Edge, Del Rio, and Kofi to be a legit match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You always need people in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, but they've got plenty of people for the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
So I mean, it stinks that the Intercontinental Championship wouldn't be defended, but you've now taken Kofi and put him in a prominent position because they seem to be behind the guy. They push the daylights out of him, even though people, in all honesty, I don't see a lot of people into him, but yet they continue to push him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the background, again, this is something that it's hard to figure out for sure how popular someone is on SmackDown. But it seems like the crowd reacts to him. You know, I seem to feel like the boom booms are usually pretty legit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in the couple of times that he's come on Raw semi-recently, he's gotten a good reaction.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time believing that he's not at least somewhat popular. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think he's up in the stratosphere or anything like that. But
I think that's kind of what I'm getting at, too. Now, I will fully admit that I have I sometimes have blinders on to what I want to see or what I think is going on. So taking what you said, that if I can't remember your wording, but basically, you know, he's popular, but he's not stratosphere popular.
Oh, yeah.
So why not insert him into that match and, you know, try and get him to that stratosphere thing? I don't know.
Part of it, to me, still goes back to him not getting any the all-important mic time.
Exactly.
We started to blow him when they finally gave him mic time and he didn't have to do the whole Jamaica gimmick.
Right.
And, like, he cut a couple of good promos and they pretty much cut him getting promos.
Yeah. Well, his big promo time came with that Randy Orton feud, and then he pissed off Randy Orton, remember, in mid-ring, and that was it. You don't see him talking too much now.
Yeah, I keep on forgetting about that for whatever reason.
So I guess most of my most of my theory, whatever else, is trying to make an interest for this match. Because there's no need for it. To me, it just seems like filler, and it's a foregone conclusion. Del Rio wins.
Yeah.
But I don't put it past him doing something tricky like that and giving, you know, taking a guy that everyone pretty much figures is going to be in the Money in the Bank match and putting him in that title match, because now the selling point of WrestleMania now is, well, John Cena, but then it's The Rock, and it's now with Undertaker coming back Monday. Spoiler if you're an idiot. So...
Yeah, you know what? I kind of laughed at Pal a little bit. Oh, no, he doesn't have any tattoos on his, like, actual chest, does he?
He used to have that one around his neck that said Sarah until he got divorced. Because, you know, it's always smart to put your wife's name on you.
Well, no. I was thinking, because someone's like, oh, someone was still saying it was Sting. And then I was like, well, I guess there's potential. Because they're like, oh, it's just Sting dressed up like The Undertaker. I'm like, he's been dressing, quote-unquote, like The Undertaker since WCW at this point.
Who the fuck would think that was Sting dressed like? Why would he dress like The Undertaker?
Well, no, he dresses like The Undertaker. They both wear black, long black tights, and they have the singlet up top.
Okay, I'm with you.
They wear a trench coat. The Undertaker wears the hat. The wide brim hat. That's the only thing that Sting doesn't wear, and Sting carries a black bat with him, and The Undertaker doesn't. So, and I was sitting there, and they flashed a quick picture of the person, and their chest didn't have any tattoos, and I'm like, well, that to me would say more Sting. But now that I thought about it even more, like, I think Undertaker's tattoos are all his sleeves. Like, I don't think he actually has anything on his chest. Yeah.
Well, here's the other problem with that. They showed the fucking face. They showed a guy with a goat. I guess you can say, well, Sting could grow a goat. It's not Sting. And I don't understand.
Oh.
You know, it was wishful thinking. It was fun. But it's clearly not him in those videos. It doesn't mean he won't show up for something. But it's just like, you know, it was fanboy stuff. And we all got caught up in it. So,
yeah.
Just because they needed something. Now we got The Rock. We don't need it. So. All right, so wrapping this match up, I mean, there's nothing to talk about. It's a guy near
with
the mid.
A useless title.
Yeah.
Against,
and it's not even for the title.
Pushing through the roof.
Yeah, it's not even for the title. So who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Well, the only redeeming part of it would be if Del Rio won the championship. Or the, was it, world title, and handed the Intercontinental belt to Rodrigo, or Ricardo, that'd be fucking hilarious. And then, of course, you'd have to have him lose immediately, but it would still be funny. So
yeah. You know. And everybody would love seeing him have the piss beaten out of him by somebody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I also don't see Kofi being in a feud with anybody else right now. They wore out Swagger and Dolph. So unless one of the Nexus members, but it looks like, you know, they're saving Barrett for Big Show probably, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Barrett, since Kevin Nash hasn't been seen since, Nash and Big Show versus Barrett and Ezekiel Jackson, something like that. I don't know. But that's for WrestleMania talk. So, all right, let's go on. Let's do the Raw, Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Just to change it up a little.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to pull my screen up here. All right. So we got John Cena's in it, CM Punk, The Truth, Randy Orton, Sheamus, and John Morrison. I might have repeated somebody, but those are your people. No champion in this one because The Miz is taking on Lawler on the show. The Elimination Chamber matches have always seemed not confusing to me, but just a cluster. Like, they've built up issues with everybody except Truth. So it just seems obvious, or it seems like, you know, John Cena has to be the guy going against Miz. So he's got to be the clear-cut winner.
Yeah, I mean, no one else. As much as I'm digging Morrison more and more, yeah, he's not main eventing WrestleMania. Truth, the other one of the other baby faces, not a chance in hell that he's main eventing WrestleMania. And then we got Randy Orton, who, you know, I. And yeah, this is why I said to Dustin, I'll just say it again here, just in case people didn't listen last night. You know, they were trying to switch feuds with Cena and Orton, but they've kind of had them stick around again, like for another month to just kind of let it lag. Like, Orton and Punk haven't been able to fully get it on because he's still kind of been lingering around fucking with John Cena and Nexus have all been fucking around a little bit, and Randy Orton's just kind of floating around right now, even though you can see that matchup coming.
I think the only reason they're doing this is they jumped the CM Punk Randy Orton thing. They could have left that alone, had CM Punk John Cena burn out. But then it would have left Randy Orton in, you know, that negative zone or twilight zone, whatever you want to call it, with no one to wrestle. You can only wrestle Sheamus so many goddamn times. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, you can't have him keep going with the Miz. You know, I guess they could have dragged out one more match with Orton and Miz for Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they really wanted to, they could have. And then that's it. That's the end. Now, and then even have CM Punk cost Randy Orton the match, you know, at
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber, then you've got 5 weeks of CM Punk talking about what Randy Orton did to him. So it, and I guess this is why this match just feels weird, because it really does seem like they just jumped into new stuff. And then pulled back, like, oh shit, wait a minute, we gotta slow down for a second here, because we don't know where this is going.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Like, it almost seems like all the guys that are going to end up with feuds at WrestleMania in some capacity are involved in either of the chamber matches, and it's pretty clear cut what's going to end up happening. And I mean, even now, like, most of these guys are just kind of hanging out. Like, yeah, I bet you Punk is still going to cost Orton the match in one way or another. From you know, being the number one contender, but Punk winning clean, well, not clean, but fairly clean over Cena on Monday is a pretty good indication that he is not going to be winning the Elimination Chamber.
Right, sorry about that.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
No, I agree with you. I was actually listening, but no, Elise texted me, said I have to pick her up from work, so no, I agree with you. The only thing I guess I kind of got to disagree is when you said everybody's set up for WrestleMania. They've better not have Sheamus feuding with the Truth. I mean, I
Oh.
just quickly looked at this, and that was the first two people I like made like locked on. I was like, no way. But then there's John Morrison in the Truth, which
Yeah,
that
because
doesn't exactly set me on fire either, so.
no, and Morrison and Sheamus has been done more than enough within the past couple of months for that to not happen. No. I was saying that normally, like, normally they have it set up, but yeah, no, I would really hope, but. Again, though, like, who else did? I don't really like that idea of Sheamus and R-Truth, but who else do they have that Sheamus could take on and get a win under his belt and get him back
Well,
heading in the right direction?
they're pushing Mark Henry on him, and I'm hoping that's just an aside to, as you and Dusty talk about, supposedly try and make him look like a badass, which didn't really work. So no, I, All right, there's definitely, besides the obvious racist joke, one of these things is not like the other in this match. And R-Truth is the sore thumb in this thing. So,
oh, yeah. It's in no way racist because he does not belong in this match whatsoever.
So, all right.
Like, I don't care if he was white.
Yeah. Oh, no. I, you know, but.
Because he still wouldn't belong in this match because, I mean, he's. Well, and really, even Sheamus doesn't deserve to be in this match. Like, he's. Because Dusty and I talked about the other audio, too, is he's really been kicked down the ladder in an awful hurry.
Yeah. But Sheamus, at least, has been a champion and has main evented pay per views and. Is, you know, the crowd takes him with, you know, takes him as a legit threat. R-Truth is the goofy guy who gets out there and says, what's up? That allows Elise and Bishop to just taunt me with it because they know I can't stand him. So, just one of those things.
Yeah.
So, I guess, I don't know if we did this last year or not, but I'm trying to think of the correct elimination. I'm going to say Cena wins this, so...
Oh, yeah. I think that's beyond obvious.
Yeah. And do you think they have the guts in this to pull off Orton and Cena at the end? And then have CM Punk interfere, which, you know, would be goofy because, you know, he shouldn't be getting along with either. He shouldn't care about either one, but... I agree with you that Orton's... Or Cena's going to... God damn it, it's too many C's or names... That Punk is going to cost Orton the match somehow, but I don't see Punk lasting long in this match.
Well, they kind of need him too, in a way, because they are not at the even face heel odds.
Right
for this one.
Yeah.
Wow, and you know what? Neither has the SmackDown Elimination.
No, SmackDown's
chamber.
Got more heels.
Yeah, it's weighted the other way around. Yeah.
So, but the only reason I said that is. And I don't mean he's going to get eliminated first. I guess I should clarify that because how the match works.
Oh, okay.
I get the feeling he's going to come in. It's like everyone's going to come in. Someone will be eliminated. Hopefully Truth is already eliminated because he has nothing to do. And Sheamus is the last guy in. Okay, so we'll say Punk goes second to last. He comes in against the three guys that he basically tormented for the last 3 weeks, whatever it's been. And they just beat the hell out of him and get rid of him. Because, and the only thing I base that off of is how they handle the Royal Rumble. With, next it's just get in a guy, toss him out. Get in a guy, toss him out. So if they go with a logical approach, that's what would happen in here. Would happen there, I mean.
Yeah.
So, it's a guess. I don't know.
It makes sense to do it that way. But I don't know. I think there are any number of ways that you can have this go and not be that bad. But honestly, I don't see anything happening that R-Truth isn't the first guy eliminated and that Cena doesn't win and Cena winning this thing.
Well, I mean, obviously, I think they're going to set up more for the Orton-CM Punk feud, though. I mean, that's a given, I suppose.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if they pair off Morrison and Sheamus at all and then play off the history. I think it'd be something special for WWE to do to actually, you know, acknowledge history again because they seem to do it here and there.
Twice within a month would be a small miracle.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that The Rock even acknowledged that it was 7 years since he was on TV surprised me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, when I was prepping the Big 11 for this week, I'm like, holy shit, yeah, we have not gone to WrestleMania with The Rock involved.
Yeah, Jesus.
Even though we've taken the last 2 years off, it's just like, yeah, that was only 4 years ago that we went there. Well, at least I went to my first one.
Yeah, well, hell, we even saw Austin in Detroit. Like, wow. He was part of the Donald Trump thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all the that's all the major players. I guess we can stop watching wrestling after WrestleMania. Sell our front row tickets for Raw the next day. So, but I don't know. The chamber matches are usually entertaining. They gave us I will never forget that they gave us Rey Mysterio and Edge again 2 years ago. and just how fun that was to see those two go at it. So hopefully they allow these guys, those spots again, because you got a pretty quick chamber match wrapped, and at the end you got a fairly, longish Rey Mysterio Edge match, which was pretty awesome. And that's what I'm hoping they do, in that style. I mean, give Morrison and John Cena some time and see what they can do. Just something like that. Do something different, because you're allowed to play with the rules, of how you want to do your angles in these matches. So.
Right. Yeah. No. And I think your example there of Mysterio and well, Cena or really anybody, I don't care who it is, but Morrison has the potential to pull off some fun maneuvers if they decide to go that route.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's leave it here. That's a half hour, short and concise, which is what we're actually aiming for a change. So we'll be back with another one on Saturday, another audio to fill out the last match, or the last two matches, I should say. Or we'll be back sooner. Who the fuck knows? I mean, it depends on how good SmackDown is, if we want to juice our cheese on here. So I guess I'll save you the usual goodbye, and we'll just come back with our second one on next flip side. So just come on back.